Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
This time round, a special edition highlighting three of the biggest musicals currently entertaining audiences in the West End. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, Wicked, and Matilda. Plus an insight into the access provision, audio description and touch stores, and dates of further audio described performances of these three amazing musicals. A very warm welcome to A View on Access, your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. Musical theatre is one of the most adored forms of the arts in the West End, with countless standout shows that keep running and wowing audiences of all ages. I'm going to shine a spotlight on three of my favourites that I've experienced recently. Wicked is based on the novel of the same name by Gregory Maguire, and the story delves into the world of Oz and the events that led up to The Wizard of Oz, an absolute classic, with a book by Winnie Holzman and music and lyrics by award-winning composer Stephen Swartz. Now, this is one of the most exciting visual experiences you're likely to go and see. It's filled full of epic set pieces, dazzling props and costumes, shocks and surprises, great effects, amazing choreography, and one of the best ever scores, full of toe-tapping songs, and interest is peaked at the moment due to the release this month of the first part of the big screen adaptation showing in cinemas, which also has a wonderful cameo of the first actresses who played Glinda and Elphaba. So, having an audio-described performance and touch store adds so much more for anyone with a visual impairment by enhancing the experience. The Apollo Victoria Theatre, part of the ATG Group, and by the side of Victoria Train Station, are really passionate about access, and they do work hard to make Wicked performances equal for all, with two or three audio-described performances every year, and they help and assist in any way they can to make your visit stress-free and enjoyable. The touch store began at 12:15 p.m. with everyone gathering outside before the group of around 20 plus, including companions, were led onto the stage by front of house staff and describers Ruth James and Lonnie Evans for vocalise.co.uk. An audio introduction is available on their website if you'd like to go and see the show without an audio description, as it will make the show partly accessible. The touch tour was momentous, as it's the first time everyone was allowed on stage since the touch tour of March 2020, a few days before COVID-19 hit and theatres shut down for almost a year. On stage, we all got to go and explore many aspects of the world of Wicked, including multiple costumes and various props and set pieces, including the wizard's robotic head with twinkling lights, a pink scooter, and Elphaba's broomstick. There was also the chance to touch and feel all the elements and interact and ask questions along the way. This, along with the audio description available through the wireless and the ear headsets available from the access hosts and delivered brilliantly by Ruth and Lonnie, was illustrating all of the magical drama coming to life on stage. Wicked is a wondrous affair that has a strong ensemble, all with great showmanship and impressive singing voices, and the key roles change around every 12 months to keep it fresh. The next audio-described performance will take place on Friday the 4th of April 2025 at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour approximately 90 minutes before the show. To book tickets, you can call 0333 009 5399, which is the ATG access line. To find out more about the show, venue and access, visit theapollovictoria.com. Tina, the Tina Turner musical, is on at the Aldwych Theatre, part of the Nederlander Group, just off Drury Lane in the West End. It's booking till October 2025. Now, this October just gone, 2024, I attended the first touch tour and audio described performance in several years, and this was a glorious opportunity that took place at 5 p.m. and included a large group of 30 plus, including members of the London IMATA Sight Loss Group, that arrange arts entertainment and culture visits to various venues all throughout the year, and more information could be found online by searching for iMatter. The promotional material for Tina State, from humble beginnings in Nutbush, Tennessee, to her transformation into the global queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner didn't just break the rules, she rewrote them. This new stage musical reveals the untold story of a woman who dared to defy the bounds of her age, gender, and race. Tina is a rollercoaster ride through her well-documented life that doesn't hold any punches and connects on an emotional level, as well as creating the effects of a Tina Stadium experience live on stage every night with bright lights and epic staging and performances. The touch tour began at 5 p.m. and everyone involved met in the foyer. They were greeted by describers Di Langford and Lonnie Evans for vocalise.co.uk. We all went into the auditorium and onto the stage to receive a detailed overview and explore props, sets and costumes, and a few of the swing sets that take the audience into the many locations of Tina's life story, with lots of insight and interaction, making the touch tour invaluable for those visually impaired. Together with a really well-delivered audio description through the headsets provided that worked without a hitch, with a clear, confident, easy-to-listen-to audio track from Lonnie and Di, detailing all of the visual elements unraveling on stage, becoming like friends in your ear, telling you all you need to know to follow the action. The front of house team at the Eldwych are warm and welcoming and committed to access and making your visit everything you wish it to be, and help in any way they can. So if you have any questions or feedback, always speak to a member of the team. Look out for an audio described performance and touch tour for Tina scheduled in 2025. And if one doesn't appear, contact the venue and ask for one, informing that it's needed for you to be able to enjoy the performance. The show runs for 2 hours and 45 minutes, including a 20-minute interval. For more information about the venue, Tina, and full access information, you can visit nederlander.co.uk/Eldwych. You can book tickets online at the website or by joining the access scheme, and you can visit the box office. And for access information and assistance, email aldwych.access@nederlander.co.uk. And finally, in this feature, I revisit Matilda the Musical, that is still going strong at the Cambridge Theatre, part of LW Theatres, which is not too far from Leicester Square and Seven Dials. Matilda the Musical, based on the much-loved novel by Roald Dahl, with a book by Dennis Kelly and original songs by Tim Minchin, Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary little girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. And it's now booking until 2026. This musical is just simply enchanting in every way, which is 2 hours and 30 minutes including an interval, and delivers on every level. From an amazing score and catchy songs, a well-cast company who knock it out of the park week in and week out, and dazzling production design with so many standout set pieces and songs to mention, including all scenes involving the despicable Miss Trunchbull. The RSC are one of the best access providers in the business, and they serve Matilda, the musical, extremely well by offering multiple audio described performances and touch tours with 4 a year. The next ones coming up are Sunday the 23rd of March 2025 at 2 p.m, touch tour at 12 o'clock. They last for around 20 minutes. Sunday the 8th of June 2025 at 2 p.m, with a touch tour at 12 p.m. Saturday the 17th of May 2025 at 2 p.m, with a touch tour at 12 p.m. And Sunday the 16th of November 2025 at 2 p.m, with a touch tour at 12 p.m. For more information on booking assisted performances, please email access@lwtheatres.co.uk or call the box office on 020-3925-2998. There's a touch tour 2 hours before every audio described performance that allows the opportunity to go on stage and speak to the production team, explore some of the key props and a couple of the costumes, and ask any questions you may have. This is led by the Royal Shakespeare Company describers Ali Packer and Carolyn Smith, along with the audio description through the headsets available, which is an invaluable resource following all the non-stop visual elements and action unfolding on stage, and are both clear, confident and fun to listen to. The Access host and front of house team at the Cambridge Theatre couldn't do more to make you feel welcome and assist with all your Access needs. And please do interact with them should you need any help or have a question. It's not only a fun and lovely venue to visit, although like many West End theatres, it doesn't have a lot of step-free access. It's a wonderful show that connects on an emotional level and can be enjoyed countless times. The cast offer changes yearly, which always gives the show a different energy and dimension. You must admit that these three shows are very different, but all entertain to the highest standard and are all made accessible and inclusive regularly for those visually impaired. And if you've not yet been to any of them, now is the time to engage, or why not go again? To find out what else has been audio described across London or around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, where for all their shows, they offer audio introductions online, and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessible screenings, uk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.